sang out a song of the soul.
And we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? And we can sing.
Music has an incredible ability to proclaim the soul's language beyond what mere words can speak. That is what we seek as we invite our guests to share their song of the soul. Be it joy and laughter, sorrow and tears, awe and insight, or deepest devotion, as we visit and listen, we are all part of a spiritual voyage called Song of the Soul. I'm proud and excited to welcome back Leslie Evers for today's Song of the Soul. Leslie joined me for her first Song of the Soul back in 2020, just after the advent of COVID, and it was a rich occasion of musical and spiritual sharing. She has been a singer and songwriter since she was a kid, so in some ways the release of her first record in 2014 and the second one this year represents a fruition of decades of creativity and art. Leslie's beautiful voice and heart-opening lyrics are magic, especially when combined with the instrumental artistry of folks like Rick Ruskin and Joe Newberry, who have also been Song of the Soul guests. Leslie Evers is joining us via Zoom from New York City today, sharing music from her new album, Bound for Land. Leslie, it's just so wonderful to have you back today for Song of the Soul.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to do this. It's really just fun to talk to you. So let's just talk.
And we can do that endlessly. Since the last interview, almost 4 years ago, we've had a lot of visits and we've become friends. And that's made my life richer. It also happened, of course, during COVID, where we were a little bit more isolated. So even though we're 2,000 miles separated between Palo Alto and where I am in Wisconsin, it felt like I developed a new heart friend.
Oh my God, it was during COVID that we did the interview 4 years ago. Wow.
What was so interesting is that was your first CD release, and considering your life of music, that was so amazing. And we talked during that interview about you're getting material ready for another release. And now, 4 years later, it's here.
You must have inspired me to do that, because I think it was just during COVID, I wasn't really doing anything. I was writing and being worried about living. But then I think you must have spurred something in me.
In that interview 4 years ago, we talked about your tendency towards perfectionism, particularly with respect to your music. With that in my mind, just this past week, I watched the interview that Stephen Colbert did with Paul Simon. The first album I ever bought was Sounds of Silence, and the third I bought was Bridge Over Troubled Water. So Paul Simon is right at the roots of my musical influences. And he's gone through a lot of different styles and everything since. But they ended up having a conversation about perfectionism.
What did he say?
Well, I think you should watch it. But overall, what I would say is, no, you can't be perfectionistic towards music, because music is either it works or it doesn't work. That's what he said. And so it's not about perfect. It's about it works. There's some other things that he said. Both he and Stephen Colbert shared about God.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so I just found it an amazingly deep. And the show that was broadcast, they only include about half of the interview with Paul Simon, but they've got the full unedited portion of the interview with him, 30 minutes of it out there. And I can send you that link, Leslie, if you'd like.
I would love that. I would love to hear Paul Simon talk about God. I'd love to hear Leonard Cohen talk about God. When these famous elderly male songwriters talk about God, it always sounds very deep. When a woman talks about God, it sounds like they're church lady.
Well,
and I feel it's a very unfair thing that happens. And it just shows you the double standard still exists in our society. When a woman does it, it's like, whoa. When a guy does it, it's like, whoa.
But what's really funny, though, is you talk about the church ladies. As we were getting set up here to talk, someone came to my door. It was two Jehovah's Witnesses. So the church ladies were coming to try and prevent me from doing Song of the Soul with Leslie Evers. But let's get talking about your music. Let's start off with a song and start exploring some of the depths of Leslie Evers.
I think we talked about playing Pull Your Heart Away, which contains the line, which is the album title, Bound for Land. Like a jump from a tower, like the petals from a flower, like the sea from the sand, like a bird from his hand, you're bound for land. So it's a kind of a magnetic idea that no matter where you are, you're going to be pulled down by gravity to reality and truth. And the thing is, because it's so moralistic, I love that it's sort of combined with a rock and roll beat, because most rock and roll is not moralistic at all. It's the opposite of that. And so I thought that was like, you know, kind of perverse in it in a cool way.
Well, let's get rocking, rolling, and being bound for land, or maybe not, by the song Pull Your Heart Away by Leslie Evers, website leslieevers.com. Here's Pull Your Heart Away.
Things got a little hot. You're seeking some advice. What you ask for, you got. But you just found out the price. Pull your heart away. That's what you need to do. Pull your heart away while it still belongs to you. Pull your heart away. Now the wind is blowing cold. Your sweater is too thin. You've acted way too bold. You'd better come back in. Pull your heart away. That's what you need to do. Pull your heart away while it still belongs to you. Pull your heart away. Like a jump from a tower, like the petals from a flower, like the sea from the sand, like a bird from his hand. You're bound for land. You see hope in all the cracks. He can only see the end. No matter how he acts, he isn't yours, my friend. Pull your heart away. That's what you need to do. Pull your heart away while it still belongs to you. What I saw was all I got, so I chose to just be blind. Honey, pull your heart away. That's what you need to do. Pull your heart away. There's so much more for you. Pull your heart away. Like a jump from a tower, like the petals from a flower, like the sea from the sand, like a bird from his hand. You're bound for land. You're bound.
My heart long awaited to have Leslie Evers back for Song of the Soul. Even though she and I have been talking over the years, we still get to visit. That song, Pull Your Heart Away, includes the title track, as she mentioned, the title name of her album, Bound for Land. And again, Leslie Evers' website is leslieevers.com. I'm going to spell that out just once, and for future checks, just come to nordenspiritradio.org. Leslie is L-E-S-L-I-E. Evers is the same as the last name of the governor of Wisconsin, Evers, E-V-E-R-S, leslieevers.com. And you can find about the two albums she's put out. Mind you, she doesn't rush into these things heedlessly. This is something she does with care and love and depth. And so Pull Your Heart Away, we're privileged to have her here and that song sharing with us today. You said, Leslie, that this is a song of a person advising another person, but it's not you. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. It's a character. When women write songs, people assume that they're confessional. Most of my songs are written from the point of view of a character, and the character has certain characteristics, but people think it's confessional. And I think it's because I'm female. Whereas guys will take on characters and narratives, and people will know that is, you know, it's either satire or some kind of drama that's been set up. For some reason, when women sing, there's an intimacy to it where people just think it's you. It was inspired by a friend of mine who I thought should pull her heart away because I thought she was going to waste her time. And then as I started writing it, I realized that in the past, I probably wasted my time. And so therefore, I have a position from which to preach. But so the truthful elements, their emotional elements are definitely mine as they are everybody's. But the specifics of me sitting down and telling somebody, you got to do this because it happened to me once, that never happened.
Actually, you know, Paul Simon said something like that in the interview I referred to earlier.
Really?
What he specifically mentioned, Stephen asked him, is this you or is this? And he said, it's not factually me in this song, but it is emotionally me in this song.
Yeah, I think I sort of just said that exactly.
Right.
The emotions have to be real. You know, regret is real. Wisdom is real. You can't write about those things without having experienced them. But in the terms of the specifics, those can be invented because it's just furniture. So I agree with Paul Simon.
Actually, he agrees with you.
Yeah, he'll be listening to this interview and writing things down. When I was younger, I wrote songs that were definitely diary songs, you know, that were all about me and my sad experience, complaint music. And then that, I think that's one of the next songs that's coming up.
Tell us about what's coming up.
Okay, this next song is, I guess it's another sad romantic song with a lesson in it. It's called Slow. I was actually advised by someone to keep that song off the record. Well, it's the most played song. And the reason for that is it was so beautifully produced. It was a song I wrote on the piano. And Rick Ruskin, who is my sometimes music partner, made a guitar part for it that was so compelling. And then I got another friend of mine to do a harmonica break. His name is William Gallison, lives in New York City, just bombed down on his bicycle one day and waltzed into the studio and spent a couple of hours and did a beautiful break. And it's got piano, drums, but all done very sparsely. So it does have a kind of a haunting quality. And the song is just about a person feeling kind of dumb about not realizing that things had slipped away and that the other person who had slipped away had done it in such a way that it was not noticeable until the last minute. That people aren't always willing to confront when a relationship is over. So they do all these other things. They try to make you mad at them. They grow distant. They do all kinds of things. And that anybody can relate to this, male or female. But because I'm singing it, it sounds like a confessional song from a woman's point of view. But I think a man could sing it. It's just a slow song about someone slow to realize the truth and slow to let go. So it's kind of a triple meaning for that word. You know, I wrote it. I was so young when I wrote it. I guess I was in my 20s.
I had no idea it was from that long ago.
Well, I've been writing songs since I was a little girl, and I wrote a lot when I was working in the movie business, and I was supposed to be writing screenplays, and instead I just write songs. That's okay. People are in the wrong career. It happens all the time, and they finally realize that maybe they were meant to do something else. But anyway, I did write a lot on the piano in my 20s. I, for the life of me, cannot remember who I wrote it about. But I know it's a real song. I mean, I know it's a confessional song written about a personal experience, that it's 100% true. The facts are true and the emotion is true. I just can't remember who it was about. You know, it may be that the facts were real and the emotions were imagined. I don't know. All I know is that I loved the changes and the melody and the words and how they all go together. Things happen really fast in our society, in our culture, but sometimes things don't happen that fast. And it can take a while to see what's going on in any part of our lives. And that's what this song is really addresses. So it's like a failed romance song, but I think it's also a metaphor for taking your time to figure out what the heck is going on.
The song is Slow. The wonderful artist we have here today for Song of the Soul is Leslie Evers.
Did you think I wouldn't know? God, I'm slow. God, I'm slow. It took a while to spot this show. God, I'm slow. God, I'm slow. You always liked 'em sweet and simple. Well, didn't I shut my eyes to you? Now that they're open, I can see you. Wanted me wise to you. You wanted me wise to you. Lots of things I'll never know. God, I'm slow. God, I'm slow. Letting it slip away, letting it slip away. Now I've got to let you go. God, I'm slow. God, I'm slow. Now I've got to let you go. God, I'm slow. God, I'm slow.
I love the irony that Leslie Evers was advised not to include this song on her album, and yet it turns out to be the most played one. So, Slow is the song. LeslieEvers.com is the website, linked on NordenSpiritRadio.org. You used to have, as I think, cover picture on your website, this pile of stuff that you wrote on scrap ends and so on. Was this one of those songs?
No, it was a fully formed song, not a scrap of paper song. I had completely finished it. I wasn't sure if it was any good or not. And Rick heard it and he goes, "You have to record this." I've got lots of scraps of paper songs. Another meaning of the word flow is I took this song to a convention where people were thinking about doing sync licensing for movies and stuff like that. And one of the people who heard the song said, "And also, it took a long time to actually record this song, so you were slow that way too."
You know, I'm Quaker, and for Quakers, slow is not a negative thing. As a matter of fact, there's a statement that enough Quakers know, says, don't just do something, sit there. So many people get things done fast, but it's random action. It's not coming from a center. Slow can be a really positive thing when it's actually sitting with the thing that you need to address, opening to it so that greater wisdom can come in.
Extremely perceptive. I like that interpretation. And the word is good because it's so big.
I also want to just give a good shout out to you. After I interviewed you, you connected me with Rick Reskin, and I did a wonderful interview with him. And Joe Newberry, I went on to interview too because you connected us up. You've got these wonderful people, and they're in different parts of the country. You own housing in California. Rick is north. Was he Oregon or somewhere? Seattle? I forget. He's somewhere up there, and Joe is over in the southeast. How do you connect with all these people? Is this virtual connection frequently, or is it in person?
It's all in person.
You just drop in their house?
Well, first of all, I met these people, a lot of them at music camp. Music camps, they're everywhere. They're in California and Seattle and all over the East Coast and the South. They're everywhere. Then I go to them, and they're hubs for musicians, songwriters and singers and instrumentalists and teachers and students and beginners and advanced people and famous people. And all kinds of musicians come to these places, and I go to them and I meet everybody. I met Joe at a Folk Alliance gathering in Kansas City. I met Rick Reskin at a Seattle music camp called PSGW, which is kind of the grandmother of all the camps. That might be the first one. My guitar teacher and the producer of this album, Ed Johnson, he was my guitar teacher. And then he's the one that introduced me to one of the camps, California Coast Music Camp. A lot of the musicians on this record are people that he knows from his band, Novo Tempo. So before the pandemic, people did gather and play music. And I was always doing that. I've been doing it for a long time since I decided not to be in the movie business and decided to focus on my writing as an artistic expression.
Well, there are so many wonderful musicians out there, and of course you would draw them. Back when I interviewed you 4 years ago almost, you mentioned you'd been singing and writing forever, but that you didn't play music and you realized you needed to learn guitar and banjo. Did you also learn piano in there? When was your first instrument you played?
I was not permitted to have music lessons as a child.
Not permitted?
I was not permitted. So that's why I'm a late bloomer. By the time I was a teenager, all these other people had been taking piano for 10 years, and I was finally allowed to take classical piano as a teen.
My sense of you, since I love your voice so much, I love your singing, I love what you channel in emotion through your songs. That is where I would imagine your soul is. I'm also thinking that the other parts, the guitar, piano, or anything that you can play, helps facilitate your soul to emerge. Is that a fair way to describe it from your point of view? These are my words. I want to hear yours.
Completely fair. So when I write a song, very rarely is it an accompanied song. I usually have an instrument, and it's usually guitar, but sometimes it's piano or banjo, where the voice is supported by the instrument and they are all married together at the same time. The melody, the words, the voice, and the instrument are all created simultaneously in the best of all worlds for me. So that when I play a song, it's got everything. It's got the lyrics, it's got the melody, it's got the guitar arrangement, which weaves in and out of my vocal. So it's perfect in its own way. Like it's got all the elements it needs. So this could be a disadvantage in a way, because I found as I was recording, they would be adding other things to it. They would be adding a bass. They try to add a bass, or they try to put in a mandolin part or an extra guitar. And in fact, that sometimes those made the songs muddy because they were actually already kind of fully formed. So it was hard to produce the record because the more you added, the less good it got in certain ways. The people I worked with were wonderful, and Ed put together these songs, and they're exquisite and meticulously produced. But it's a very spare album, because if you overproduce my songs, I think they're just too delicate and they collapse under the weight of a lot of instruments. I wish I could write something that would be good, like with a full band. Because then I could go out on the road with a full band. I don't think that would work. And Cliff Eberhart, who is a songwriter I greatly admire and a very good producer, came in at the end when I just like, I didn't like the mixes. I thought there was too much stuff on it. And he came in with a very objective perspective and kind of just took out some things. And so what we were left with is what you've heard. So it's, as I said before, very meticulously produced, and that is all Ed. But then Cliff took a few elements out. It's like getting fully dressed for a party and removing one piece of jewelry, which is what they say is the best way to get dressed. So what Cliff did is he just removed a few pieces of jewelry. So the songs are now elegant and ready to go out on the town.
And they are traveling out on the town, folks. Leslie Evers released her second album this past year. We've waited a long time for it. It's almost 10 years between albums. It was well worth the wait. The album that she released recently is called Bound for Land. We've heard two of the songs. We're going to hear a few more, but first I want to remind you that you are listening to Song of the Soul. Our website, northernspiritradio.org. On northernspiritradio.org, you'll find a link to leslieevers.com and all of our other guests of the past 18 and a half years we've been doing this show. And we've been doing Spirit in Action. Check them both out on our website. Also, you can find the 35 stations or so that play our programs regularly. Just track them down on our website. Please post a comment when you visit. We love communication two-way. I think that there's a major thing lacking when I don't hear your voice, when we don't communicate. And it's not just that I want your advice of who I should interview, but that's important. I want to hear what's resonating in your heart because that helps me a lot. I want to know that my work is serving you because we do our fundraising not with corporations and not with government, but with our listeners. And that's very important. It's a foundational part of how we do our work. Because we want to serve something other than making a buck or getting votes or anything like that. We want to serve your soul. And so please do give us your feedback and support us if you're led. And remember, especially to support those stations, community radio stations. I love them so much. I'm so much invested in the fact that out of community grows the plant that's going to be vibrant for the community. Certainly, my voice reaching across the miles may be useful to you, and I hope it is. But growing right in your town is a community radio station that needs your nurture to keep feeding and raising up the other good voices of community. So please support them. Again, we're here with Leslie Evers for the second time, because first time back in 2020, I got to know her, fell in love with her, and her voice has been traveling with me ever since. One thing I should mention, Leslie, I was playing your CD in the car as my wife and I were driving along. Her comment right away, which of course it hit me the first moment I heard you, is you are such a beautiful, wonderful singer. Your voice carries, and it's not just the notes, it's carrying the emotion, which make it so rich. So I just want to let you know, my wife actually has a good ear as opposed to what I have. She performed in a sextet back when she was in high school, even got an audition on the Ted Mack Original Amateur Hour.
Wow, really?
Back in the day, yeah.
She knows.
She does know how to sing properly. I sing vibrantly, but not necessarily the right notes. Pick out a song and let's have you share that so our listeners for Song of the Soul get to hear the real Leslie Evers.
So this is a song, it's called Genevieve. It started life as a song for my niece, whose name is Geneva. I wanted to write a song just telling a little girl what the world was going to be like and what she needed to know to get through it. What an impossible task that was. I mean, you can't even do that throughout your life, much less in a 3-minute song. And then I realized I couldn't tell her anything because the things that she needed to know would just scare the heck out of her. And so she was only 11 at the time. She's a teenager now, and she doesn't need anything from me. She's one of the most vibrant, intelligent. She's an athlete. She's a straight A student. She doesn't need any help from me. But as I was writing it, it turned into a song about letting your child go out into the world. So then it became a song about my feelings about my own daughter when she left home. And then it turned into a character song about a woman who has a child unexpectedly and too young. But most people can't hear that in the song. So it's emotionally true and the facts are not correct.
Genevieve.
Genevieve, young hearts believe.
thy things with wings should soar away without delay. Genevieve, I believe that you ought to do every little thing you're wanting to. Oh, I know you're ready. I made you ready, Genevieve. Oh, just to win, you'll watch your moral compass spin. Round and round you will go. You'll never want to take it slow. One might as well ask a fiery comet to slow its path. I know you're ready. How do you think I know this, Genevieve? You were the first flower. Some prince will beckon you to leave. He'll have the stars upon his sleeve. But could you wait a little while? Though I can't be the last to see that crooked little girl smile. I know you're ready. I made you ready, but I'm not ready, and I never will be, Genevieve. No, I never will be, Genevieve.
As we were talking together earlier, Leslie Evers was noting about the need to remove layers to reach the heart, the soul of something. And there, where Leslie's doing the vocals and guitar, and Rick Ruskin is with her, I think that's exactly the right level. You started this out, Leslie, by talking about your niece. That was the initial spark, I guess, maybe for this one.
Yeah.
But it worked back to the spark, I think, when you were young. Was you're trying to be a parent and you're trying to remember what it was like when you were going through. There's so many different people. You have to be in that song to do its soul properly.
Oh, absolutely. For any parent, the only love I know of that does not go away, it doesn't fade. It doesn't, I mean, obviously there are examples of where it does not happen. But love for a child is... it's unconquerable, I think. It teaches you how to live. It teaches you how to love. And you never stop loving a child. And the child does not need you after a certain period of time the way that it had needed you before. And it's the only job that you'll ever have where if you do a good job, they lay you off.
Right.
They may not even want to hang out with you later. I mean, it's totally normal to grow up and not want to be around your parents all the time. It's weird if you do. But you never stop longing for that connection. That's how it works. It's uneven. You never stop longing for that connection, and they never stop needing you, and they need you to be there if they need you. But they don't want you to hover.
Yep, it was hard. I remember when I had to remove my emotional tentacles from my son.
It's a decent bargain, and you realize that bargain when you make it. You realize that your job is to make it so they don't need you all the time.
Well, let's keep going on your music. I hate the fact that I know that I can't include all of what we're talking about on the broadcast version of this program. So people will have to come to northernspiritradio.org to hear the uncut version. So what shall we share next?
Next, we have a song called You've Got That Magic. This song is one song about numerous people. It's about my musical heroes. The song is for all the people I listed earlier. These heroes, they're musical heroes. They could be women, they could be men. This particular song is about men. And they inspire others. But who inspires the person who inspires others? Where do they get their inspiration? And my answer is, they get it from us. We have to tell them. They inspire us. It's really important to tell people what they're doing for you. And it's not one of those like, let them know you love them kind of thing. That's a cliche. You have to tell them that they inspire you so that they can go on. That's what I think. Sometimes everybody knows how great they are, but that person themselves, they don't know. So this song is letting them know.
I say this with some trepidation because I always want to be completely respectful to you, Leslie. Is this also a song then for yourself? Because you've held back your light. You put it under a bushel. You sometimes held it back. Do you need to hear that you've got that magic?
I never thought of that, that it was a song for me. That's a very nice thing for you to say. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Well, folks, it's all about letting your light shine. And that's what Leslie Evers is trying to do, nurturing the tree of music that has inspired her and all of us with her song, You've Got That Magic.
I know these feel like bitter times, but that doesn't mean they're quitter times. I never seen you looking so forlorn before, my troubadour. I think you should know you've got that magic. When you smile, the sun just hides in shame. And when you laugh, the moon calls back your name. And if you happen to just brush my hand, there's nothing I can't understand, 'cause you light up my mind. You've got that magic. How I've been afraid to tell, I didn't want to break the spell. But what else is there to do? Absolutely everybody seems to know but you. You glitter like a Christmas tree. I'm always hanging around in hopes that some will fall on me. And if you think you might need a little extra light tonight, see that glow in my eye, you put it there. Take it from me, you've got that magic.
Mm-hmm. we've got some magic with us here today from Leslie Evers. Our good fortune is that this past year she released her second album, the first one almost 10 years before. That song is You've Got That Magic, and it is about nurturing. As you were talking about it, Leslie, I was thinking that obviously there's roots of magic that have fed the great performers that we've known and we've heard. But that, in fact, those of us outside looking, listening, seeing are like the sunshine, the carbon dioxide, feeding on the leaves of growing that plant of music, this tree of life that is feeding us. The tree is doing the magic with its photosynthesis, but we're necessary components, both drawing from the past, the roots, and feeding the leaves.
Yes, and we're also drinking the maple syrup. What happened that tree?
I'm really hoping that this week the temperatures are right so that I can get my final 2 gallons. I had set as my goal 25 gallons of maple syrup for the year.
How wonderful.
Just 2 gallons to go. Let's continue with some more of the music of Leslie Evers.
Let's do Along the Rocky Way. Along the Rocky Way is a hymn that I wrote by myself, for myself, during the pandemic when I had no company except God and my own soul. I was in isolation. Nobody in my family was living with me. I couldn't see my parents. My kids were far away. My partner was not there. So I was by myself. And I've told the story before, so I'll try not to repeat too much between interviews. But I was in the parking lot of a grocery store for the first time. And I was sitting in my car. And I was thinking, what is going to happen to me if I go into the store? Am I going to die? Am I going to catch COVID? And there was no vaccine. There was no information. Everybody was wiping things down. You know, people thought you could contract just by touching. We didn't know. Am I going to die? If I want to buy a bag of pears, what's going to happen? And if that happens, am I ready? And the answer was, yes, I'm ready. I've been given, granted, a lot in my life, and I've done a lot, and I've got to say I am ready. But there's just few things I have to do, you know. And so I came up with this idea, Along the Rocky Way. And the idea is that it's a difficult life. There are so many things that are unanswered questions. Things are hard and sometimes unbearable. So why? Why do I want to stay in this life? What's the reason that I have to stay? There's so much that's hard. Why should I stay? And so I came up with the idea of writing this hymn that was humanistic in nature. Most hymns are songs of praise. This is a song that arrives at being a song of praise, but not without some questions on the way. So that's what this is.
We're going to church here today with Leslie Evers. This is a hymn that I would love to hear in any church, Along the Rocky Way.
I face my Maker without fear, without a tremble, without a tear, although I'd rather tarry here along the rocky way. The road is rocky, the road is rough. You'd think I would have had enough. I stand here looking out o'er the bluff along the rocky way. Oh, someday angels will call me home to stay. Why do I long to tarry along the rocky way? We were born to walk on bones, tear our feet with nails and stones, and sometimes we are all alone along the rocky way. Someday stay. Why do I long to tarry here along the rocky way. I have questions by the score. Why are some so drear and poor? What should we be searching for along the rocky way? Oh, someday angels will call me home to stay. Why do I long to tarry here along the rocky way? But what precious gifts were brought to bless this world in all of its gloriousness? Gratitude, the pilgrim's quest along the rocky way. Someday angels will call me home to stay. Why do I long to tarry here along the rocky way? No matter if we rest or roam, the Lord has made this our only home. Shining cloud above, purple loam along the rocky way. Oh, someday angels will call me home to stay. Why do I long to tarry here? Why do I long to tarry along the rocky way?
Leslie Evers has my gratitude for bringing that song here today, Along the Rocky Way. She told me about it back 4 years ago when I first interviewed her. It was coming. As I said, sometimes she doesn't rush into these things. She lets them grow to where exactly where they need to be birthed. She did that with Along the Rocky Way. I note that you have Joe Newberry there performing with you too, both on banjos and vocals.
Absolutely. Did everything for that song. And Ed arranged all the vocals for this song. So Joe sang, but it's Ed and played the banjo and added exactly the right feel for this. Johnson did the vocal arrangement, one of the things that he excels at. There's two versions of the song. There's a video out there on YouTube that has a little more vocal stuff on it if you want to hear the fancy choral version. I wanted something really simple for a folk radio, but for a little more elaborate, you can go onto YouTube and Google Along the Rocky Way, and you will hear a little more vocal production that Ed Johnson gave to us.
Speaking of music, let's finish off with one more song for Leslie Evers' second Song of the Soul. And remember, this is two. That doesn't mean there can't be a three and a four and a five. You and I got to stick together.
Okay. Well, this last song is a song that was on my first record, my first and only other record. It's written kind of a jazz standard style, and it's slightly humorous. It was just written as a way for me to remind myself not to wear my heart on my sleeve. So I consider this a mirror lecture where I'm in the mirror like doing this. Leslie, don't act like this. Don't give your heart away so easily. Don't show them how much you care too soon. It's really bad. But it sounds like the woman is saying it to the guy. But in fact, it's my interpretation of what the guy is thinking of me as I'm being just hard on my sleeve. It's a little bit harder, and it's just like, give me a challenge. That's the song. The guitar is played by Woody Mann. Woody produced my first record. He died 2 years ago. And so I was searching for something to honor him on this record. And I went back to the old record and found a bunch of takes from the studio. This is a improvisational take, improvised duet between me and Woody. It's so gorgeous. I cannot believe that I didn't use this on the first album. Just out of thin air would just spin this magic. And then I was trying very hard to keep up with him. So what you've got is you've got me singing my song, but him playing gorgeous guitar all the way through it and around it without ever getting in the way, because that's how he was. Woody Mann.
As much as Leslie Evers does share her heart through her voice, maybe it's not on her sleeve, maybe it's only in her vocal cords that she shares her heart so deeply. This one is some advice to not do that, to not be a pushover.
Yeah.
A little bit harder. Thank you so much, Leslie, for joining me. I can't believe we've had to wait 4 years, and please don't make me wait another 4 years for the next release of your outpouring of song, music, and beauty. That is what you share with the world. Thanks so much, Leslie.
Thank you, Mark. It was a pleasure, as always. Thank you.
A Little Bit Harder is the song, leslieevers.com, links on nordenspiritradio.org, and we'll see you next week for Song of the Soul. A Little Bit Harder.
Don't cry, don't care, don't follow me everywhere. Wouldn't you like to make it just a little bit harder? Harder for me, don't swoon, don't moan, unless you like to do it alone. Babe, you'll need to make it just a little bit harder. Well, you sigh and you say, in that sorrowful way, I'm the only one. Well, if that is so, I'm dying to know why you're the only one who's having fun. You yearn, you burn. When's it gonna be my turn? Babe, you need to make it just a little bit harder. I knock you flat. I'm never gonna get high on that. I think that you could work things just a little bit smarter. Do it for me, I snarl. You thrill. I'm getting the wrong kind of chill. Babe, you need to make it just a little bit harder. Well, I want to spin and I want to flip. I want you to excite me, but it's like you went on some romantic trip and you didn't invite me. Be sweet, be square. Let's put a little heat in this dull affair. You only need to make it just a little bit harder.
The theme music for Song of the Soul is by Chris Williamson, and it is called Song of the Soul. Check out all things Song of the Soul on northernspiritradio.org, guests, links, stations, and a place for your feedback, suggestions, and support. Send your Songs of the Soul to me, Mark Helpsmeet, via the info on our website, and join us weekly for Song of the Soul.